Alright, peace, y'all. Peace. We back with another live. Salute to the two live crew, man. All my people that come back on the second live for the check-in, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to support your boy, man, make sure y'all hit that link in the description, man, for and cop the merch, man. Salute to everybody, man. And also, we got this video on the Patreon, the Robotic Society. Alright, make sure y'all check this out. This video is very informative. Like I said, we're going to be doing three videos a week on Patreon, y'all. Alright, so we're going to talk about that. This might not be a quick live. This might be a quick live, matter of fact. We're going to talk about some stuff, y'all. Salute, Arts of Fact, what's popping? Traquan Smith, Guest 187, what's popping? Gustus, Danklin, Soul Tone Death, Gemini, salute from Ohio. Salute to everybody in Ohio, man. Hope everybody out there is safe in the Midwest and all that good stuff. Vinny Espy, what's popping? Kai the Eagle Claw, what up, homie? Denver, Colorado, sending some love. Salute to everybody in Denver, son. Word, salute to y'all, man. It's about 12 o'clock right now. Salute to everybody on the West Coast, you heard? Now I see the Infamous, what's popping? Tony Montana, Blueberry Blow Pop, what's popping? Alyssa Miller, Jessa says, what's going on? Waldron the Haitian, what's popping? Alright, yeah, Dog Migo, what's going on? Shice Black, round two, yeah. So let's talk about it, y'all, let's talk about it. So, we know that the solar eclipse took place, last week. So now, and I want y'all opinions on this, man. I really do want y'all opinions on this right here. But I'm starting to see a lot of strange stuff. You know what I'm saying? Since this eclipse took place. I'm just being honest. Now, I'm not going to get y'all with the spooky stuff. You feel me? But there has been some instances that has taken place as of recently. And people have been blaming this behavior, all right, on the solar eclipse, all right? Now, I'm going to show y'all a collage of videos, all right? It's going to be maybe about 10 minutes long, but I'm going to show y'all a collage of videos, all right, of these previous situations that took place. Now, some of them may be a little graphic or brutal. We're not going to show no crazy stuff. We ain't going to show no crazy stuff. But we are going to talk about this. We are going to talk about this, man. John Jones, salute. He said, you going live on Friday? Nah. Probably. I don't know. Probably. I can't call it. You know what I'm saying? Regina Sanders, what's popping? Jay Stacks, what's going on? He said, people have been moody. I noticed. Yeah, man. A lot of strange things is going on as far as with this shift. You know what I'm saying? In America, I'll say that. Now, what I did notice that was a change was now outside my window, I got this owl. It sounded like an owl hooting during the morning, like in the morning time. So maybe it knocked, you know what I'm saying, it knocked they schedule off balance. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, salute. Suvio said, old girl crazy, Jay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Lady Likeness was popping. J Monster Beats. He said, Anthony Sun said, I already knew it was spiritual. It's got to be something. But let's take a look at this clip here of all of these individuals. It's kind of a sad situation, honestly.
As the search for Robinson's remains continues, Anderson's former coworker is speaking out for the first time. Stephanie Quirk joins us live. And Steph, she described his previous behavior to you.
Yes, well, Anderson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson. Now, when she first heard he was a person of interest, it was shock. Now, as charges come down, she's questioning every interaction they had.
This is 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson. He's the man accused in the gruesome killing of 19-year-old Shade Robinson. And this is his former coworker.
It just, like, breaks my heart. Like for the family and stuff like that.
Samantha Brenner says she bartended with Anderson at Victor's this summer.
Get very drunk at work, and like his behavior was a little erratic, but nothing, truly nothing that ever sparked a huge red flag.
Investigators say Anderson and Robinson went on a date April 1st, sometime between 9 and 12:45 that evening. Prosecutors say Anderson killed Robinson, dismembered her body, and spread her remains across Milwaukee County. The morning after, investigators say Anderson set Robinson's car on fire and got on a bus after. Fox 6 obtained surveillance video of Anderson matching his description from police that day.
There's a guilt aspect, like I wish I could have picked up on it or something, and I just couldn't. Nothing went off in my head.
According to investigators, DNA shows Robinson's severed leg was found in Cudahy April 2nd, the day after she'd last been seen. Meanwhile, community members are searching for the rest of her remains.
I wouldn't even be able to sleep knowing that my baby is a little bit of everywhere in this city right now.
Hoping to bring this young girl's family a little bit of peace.
She's sweet. She's loving. She didn't deserve this.
Suicide that left three people dead, including an eight-month-old baby. The family tragedy unfolding on Monday on three separate locations. Now we're seeing how the events unfolded hour by hour. It all started in Woodland Hills at 3:40 in the morning. The LAPD says the suspect, Danielle Johnson, got into an argument with her partner, Jalen Chaney, stabbing him to death. The mother then fled the scene with her two children. 50 minutes later, 4:30 a.m., Johnson was driving on the 405 freeway in Westchester when police say the girls were thrown out of the vehicle. The baby was hit by a car and killed. Half an hour later, at 5 in the morning, Johnson was speeding in the city of Redondo Beach. She crashed into a tree and died. Our Leanne Suter has been closely following this story. Leanne, the sole survivor of this tragedy was the older sister.
Absolutely, Mark. Heartbreaking details coming out about this horrific tragedy. That sole survivor, just 9 years old, apparently witnessing almost all of the deadly violence.
A deadly end to a trail of violence as the mother behind the wheel of this crumpled Porsche Cayenne is killed.
Hey, it's Chris Adler. I'm here on Vincent and PCH in Redondo Beach. This is the final ending spot where the tragic events that unfolded in Woodland Hills with that mother took a tragic turn and ended here, where she ended her life crashing into the tree. Now, what we know is the mother allegedly stabbed her live-in boyfriend to death in front of her children, took her two daughters, 9 years old and 8 months old, told the nine-year-old to get out on the freeway. The nine-year-old didn't want to, so she ended up pushing the nine-year-old out onto the freeway with the eight-month-old in her hands, and that baby fell into the roadway and got hit by a car and died. The nine-year-old was able to make it to a freeway, or to the shoulder of the freeway, luckily, and she's still alive. But we don't understand, what we don't know is what caused this domestic violence fight. What was the root cause of it? But we know that this is where it all ended. So we've got a man stabbed to death in Woodland Hills, an infant dead on the 405, and a woman in her 30s who is the mother of these girls that killed herself right here. This is where it ended. Knocked down a tree. You can see the tree here is completely scraped up, and this is where she crashed her Porsche into the tree. So we are still waiting for additional information, but this is what we know thus far.
Troopers say a Georgia woman went on a shooting spree during the eclipse. This happened along I-10 up in Holmes County. FHP, she says she fired at this car here, claiming God told her to do it. That car's driver was hit in the neck, but he survived.
Baby girl found dead on the 405 freeway, and police are asking for help to find out how she ended up there.
KTLA-5's Kimberly Chang is live in Culver City, where we just learned new details. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, that death investigation is underway, but the details surrounding this investigation, very mysterious at this point. California Highway Patrol West LA held a news conference just a short while ago to confirm that two children, both girls, were found on the 405 freeway early in the morning. Take a look at this shot, aerials from Sky 5. One of them was pronounced dead at the scene, a baby who was just a few months old. It's not clear how the children got on the freeway or how their injuries were caused. The other child, roughly 7 to 9 years old, suffered major to moderate injuries and was taken to UCLA Medical Center in Westwood. One child was found in the lanes and one child was on the shoulder. It's not clear if the two were related. The initial call for help was made around 4:30 in the morning, reporting a medical emergency involving minors. Witnesses reported seeing a black sedan in the area, but I asked CHP what the possible connection could be, and they didn't have that detail at this point in the investigation. Now, this happened on northbound 405 freeway, just south of Centinela Avenue. Several lanes were closed for a few hours as the investigation continued, and traffic was backed up. CHP officer Isabel Diaz said investigators are looking for additional witnesses, dash cam footage, and tips.
CHP officers located those two minors, one with major injuries and the second with minor injuries. Unfortunately, fire personnel pronounced one minor deceased on scene and the second was transported to a local hospital for further medical care. At the moment, it's unknown how those minors were arrived on to the freeway. This is where we're requesting the public's assistance. Witnesses have stated that a black sedan was on the scene at the time of the incident.
And you heard the officer there. At this point, it's not clear how the children ended up on the freeway. They don't know if the children were hit by a vehicle or possibly ejected from a vehicle, and that's why they're asking for the public's help.
Yeah, man. People losing their minds, man. People losing their minds. Now, what I will say is about the astrologer woman, the lady that was an astrologer, right? I see some of y'all in the comments talking about, yo, when you mess with that stuff and all that. I get that part, right? But if y'all notice, she just had a baby recently. All right, now I'm not caping for her actions. I'm not caping for her actions at all. But I read somewhere that she was going through postpartum depression or something like that. Now, if you had kids or you know anybody that has kids, postpartum depression is very serious. Like, that's like women be losing it after they have a kid. Like, they be losing it. You feel me? And, you know, it's something that happens. I don't know. It deals with a lot of stress throughout the pregnancy, from what I understand. You know what I'm saying? But the rest of these people is crazy. All right? They all crazy. All right? Now, I'm not saying that lady wasn't crazy either. But the rest of them people is crazy. All right, let me read some of y'all comments, how y'all feel about what's going on. Nadia said, why would anyone think that man would want that beautiful woman? That's a valid point, too, because, you know, and I'm just going to be honest here. And my Caribbean people can attest to this. A lot of Caribbean people that come to the States automatically assume that Caucasian people are the prize, right? But in this case, it backfired, okay, on this woman. Now, my condolences to her. She was very young. She was only 19. Nobody deserves to lose their life on these dating apps, all right? People got to be careful with meeting people on these dating apps, man. Like, time and time again, I try to tell people, like, yo, man, dudes be getting robbed on there, women getting snatched up. You don't know these people from a hole in the wall, right? And there's no type of fencing or, you know, how you call it, screening to make sure the person that you're talking to is sane. You know what I'm saying? There's none of that. It skipped. Oh, man. Ma R says she probably had a good trusting heart and never thought this monster was capable of such horror. Yeah, that could be it, too. That could be it, too, man. You know, you never know. Let me scroll down. No excuse for postpartum depression. She was just crazy. I mean, yeah, between that and, you know, because the guy didn't deserve it. I'm just being honest. The guy didn't deserve it. Like, you know, I don't know if they got into an argument, which is what the story seemed like. It seemed like it started off domestic and then, you know, the kids got involved and she was just like, you know what? Y'all get out too. You know what I'm saying? Sad situation. Scrooge McDuckin said they really be losing it by having a baby with a ninja they don't even love or respect. It all makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that too. That is true. That Scrooge McDuck, that is true. You know what I'm saying? That is true. Marcus Yukon said postpartum depression only lasts for 6 weeks. So if that's the case, then this was spiritual. This was some spiritual ish. I didn't know that it only lasts for 6 weeks. Jessa says, no, not Caribbean, most African women. But she had a Jamaican bracelet on her wrist. She had a Jamaican bracelet on in that picture there. With the one she wearing the blue shirt, the blue skirt, she had a Jamaican bracelet on. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Yeah, this is real. They just need the support. They just need support instead of grandparents these days. Don't want to help like they did back in the day. It takes a village to raise a family. That's true, Kyogo. It does. But you know what I'm saying? Like, these people are bugged out. I'm just going to say this, man. When I see stuff like this and, you know, this whole solar eclipse thing, these people have been messing with certain things. And I'm just going to say this. All right? I can't sugarcoat this. All right. A lot of these individuals were probably partaking in certain practices on that day. Okay. That energy is very strong on that day. If you don't know what you're doing on that day, you can be hurt on or around that day. That's all I'm going to say. I be telling people this, man. Stop messing with... We too eager to mess with stuff we don't know nothing about. I want to reach my higher self. Okay. You're going to reach your higher self, all right? So high we won't see you no more. And this is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? This is not a joke. Shice Black said, anybody can buy a bracelet, Jay. Don't put it upon the Ross. No. I'm not coming. You know I love my Jamaican people, man. I'm just saying, though. That situation, it doesn't look right. We all can agree that doesn't look right. This beautiful chocolate woman, right, is there. Now, I'm not saying, hey, listen, to each his own. But this beautiful chocolate woman right there, this guy looks crazy. If you ask me, what was she seeing that dude? You know what I'm saying? And y'all even agree with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all even agree with me. You feel me? Lyricist said, facts, leave it alone. Yo, the fact that most people don't understand that there is some type of energy that resides around us, right? And a lot of these people, they claim that they know what they're doing, or you know, they want to tap into certain energies. And then this solar eclipse is no joke. Okay, we all experienced it. It made us tired and sick. So we got to understand it's something else going on here. You know what I'm saying? It's something else going on. Anthony Sutton said exactly what I said. Yeah, man, it don't look right, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? It don't look right. Perfectly Imperfect says she felt how he looked. Yo, that's wild. She felt how he looked. Wow. Purple Lover, salute. A young girl shouldn't have been there. Demons out here. It is sad. I don't know what the cause of that was or why he did it, but to scatter her body all over Milwaukee is weird to me. Like, What purpose was he trying to serve? Did he get rejected? Okay. And I want to say this to the people, man. When you're dating, can I just say this to y'all? And I'm not no love coach, but I want to give people advice. When you're dating, right, you're only going to reflect who you are. You're going to get who you are. You get what I'm saying? If you have a Jezebel spirit, you're going to attract that. You get what I'm saying? If you have a lying spirit, you're going to attract that. We are a reflection of what we see. I'm not trying to go deep, but it's the fact. You know what I'm saying? People have to stop thinking with small minds. Oh, he's white, so he probably has money. He probably lied on his profile too, but you didn't pay attention to that. You get what I'm saying? And you didn't see that this was a potential trap. So we got to be careful, man. Like, you know, and I don't want to get on the topic of the women and stuff like that, but this is all a prime example. Like, it can't always just be about money, because if you chasing something, that stuff going to lead you to your demise. You get what I'm saying? Whether it be fame, whether it be money, whatever it is, if you chasing something, it's going to lead you to your demise. And I'm sorry for the woman, but it's just, we got to call a spade a spade. As far as the astrologer woman goes, yes, what y'all telling me, it was only 6 weeks of postpartum depression after pregnancy. Yes, she got into some other stuff. Okay, she got into some other stuff. Now, the fact that she could afford a Porsche by doing tarot cards is another shocking thing to me. But hey, you know, to each his own. All right, to each his own. But this lady on the end with the dreads, she claimed that God told her to blast somebody. This is what I'm talking about, possession. These people are possessed. You understand? These people are possessed. They tap into other energy and think that they know what they're doing. Next thing you know, that stuff tricks them, because they say, go down to the cemetery at night. And they go down to the cemetery at night. The whole time they thinking it's this spirit, it's a different spirit. It didn't trick you. Now it says, oh yeah, you know what? Go out there and do this. And you're thinking, yeah, you're gonna be unstoppable. Don't worry about it. This is all that spirit telling this person. And they go out and do this wild stuff. I'm trying to tell you, man, this ain't never been a good idea. You know what I'm saying? This ain't never been a good idea. Serenity, shalom, what's popping to all my Israelites in the Chisnat? You heard? Simone says she's demonic as F. Yeah. Yeah, man, I gotta tell y'all the truth, man. Like, I'm not saying that all of this stuff is, you know, connected to it, but I find it very peculiar that these people all are doing this around the time of the solar eclipse. And what else is out there for us? What else? What else is going on? I had some more news to show y'all. You know, I got to mess things up for y'all real quick. Maybe I could show y'all. Matter of fact, yeah. Now I put this on my Patreon, y'all. I put this on my Patreon. And I got to show y'all this. This is how crooked these people are. And I'm going to end the live. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. But look at this, y'all. And I hope this video don't get taken out. But y'all got to see this, man. Look at this nonsense. Hold up.
I had the pleasure of working pretty much with every prime minister of Israel from Yitzhak Shamir forward. I said to myself, wouldn't it be fantastic if I could own the Twin Towers? We got very, very lucky. The governor of New York, George Pataki, decided one day that maybe it would be good to privatize the ownership of the World Trade Center. So I got a call from the governor's office, and they said, would you ever consider owning the World Trade Center? It was very, very good for the family, very good for us, and we were very, very fortunate. On the morning of 9/11, I'm getting ready, getting dressed, to go to the dermatologist. I have light-colored hair, light skin. The sun is a disaster for me. I can't take the sun. He said, okay, but you're going to the dermatologist. You're going this morning, and you're not going downtown. We got very, very lucky. And I had an obligation to collect the insurance proceeds from the policies. A new governor was just elected, Elliot Spitzer, an old friend who I knew well. And I said, Elliot, if you don't help me, I'll never collect from the insurance companies. And guess what? He listened and he said, you know what? You're entitled. I'm going to get you the money. And in 6 months, he got me the $4.5 billion. We got very, very lucky.
Wow. Now we know why 9/11 was an inside job. That was Larry Silverstein, y'all. So in that clip, he basically admitted that the day that that disaster took place, they collected $4.5 billion. $4.5 billion from that disaster. Right? Makes sense, right? Makes a lot of sense. It all adds up. Now you look at places like Iran and Israel warring with each other. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. The more that I look into all of these politicians and all of this crap that's going on, I see it for what it is. It's all about rulership, world domination, who owns what. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, run that back 100. Nah, you just gotta rewind it. Simone said, I'm trying to gain weight. I gotta keep eating. All you gotta do, Simone, if you're trying to gain weight, you gotta eat mad starch. All right, for those, I don't wanna tell people how to get fat, but if you eat like cornbread, you know what I'm saying? You gotta eat Jersey Mike's, eat stuff like that, and go to sleep right after. When you do that, you know what I'm saying? Your body is just floating there. So work on that, you know what I'm saying? Work on that. Yeah, blanked all those people for nothing. Everyone who got sick and died. Yeah, Nadia, that's what I'm saying. Look at what's going on right now with Iran and Israel. I ain't gonna talk too crazy on it, but it's some real stuff going on. And our president is doing nothing about it. Absolutely nothing about it, man. Yeah, Collard Greens said divide and conquer. Yeah, man. They said rice and cabbage. Yeah, that could gain weight too. Yeah, lots of rice and all that. She trying to gain some weight. Let me see. Yeah, let me see. What do you say? Perfectly imperfect. We broke, but funding everything. That's a good point. Because I don't understand where this mysterious money is coming from. They just shot one of those missiles to block the drones or whatever. And remember, I told y'all this last year. Them things cost about $10,000 to $20,000 each time they block a missile. Every time they block a missile, it costs about $10,000 to $20,000. That's what they said. You know what I'm saying? They got some type of device over there that can block some type of missile. I forgot what the thing is called. But that thing is expensive. You know what I'm saying? It is expensive. You know what I mean? This man said, eat Jersey Mike's and go to sleep. Yeah, you gotta do stuff like that, man. You know what I mean? Peanut butter, they said. Yeah, peanut butter too. Yeah, man. Salute to everybody on lunch right now, enjoying y'all lunch. But yo, I ain't gonna front. These people up here, man, we talked about. I think they was all possessed. I really do. I think they tapped into some type of energy that made them go crazy. Now, do I think that the solar eclipse shifted a lot of people's energy out here? Of course. Of course I do. Because it's not right. It's certain things going on that's not normal. You know, we just got to pay very close attention to what's going on. Yeah, they said Iron Dome. Yeah, that's what it's called. The Sea Dome. Okay. Yeah. The Iron Dome. Yup. Yeah, that's what it's called, man. Yeah, y'all doing too much making me hungry, and I already had. All right, man. Yo, I hope y'all enjoy y'all day, man. I just wanted to give y'all a quick live salute. I'm going to shout y'all out in the chat, man. read a couple comments before we end this live. Scrooge McDuckton says, Simone, 102 pounds is popping. If you go up 15 pounds in the gym, look out. Yo. Yeah, to each his own, man. To each his own. Kyogo said, nah, stay skinny. You will cry when you get thicker. Yo, y'all going way crazy in the chat. Lyricist, salute. Lyricist said, demons on the loose. Yo, for real. I'm going to be honest, man. Like I said, like, we just got to be careful and fill people out. You going to play the dating app game, just be careful on that mess, man, because I've heard these stories time and time again. A couple years ago, dude was on he was on one of them dating apps in the Bronx and met up with them Spanish girls uptown, and she lined him up. You know what I'm saying? She lined him up, man. You know what I'm saying? And he thought he was going to score. He thought he was going to score, but he went up there and come to find out, you know what I'm saying? It was an ambush. You feel me? It's crazy, man. It's crazy out there. Jay Falconer said, Falconer, salute. Israel wouldn't be Israel today without Iron Dome. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they just built that thing out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they just built that thing. But salute to y'all, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Like I said, man, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, the Robotic Society. They still working on fixing the app right now, so just bear with me. They talking about people got to update their phone and all of that, so just bear with me, y'all. We back in effect, though. You know what I'm saying? We definitely back in effect, man. So make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man, and check this video out for your boy. Also, if you want to support the merch, make sure y'all hit the link in the description. These hoodies is on all sizes, and they for men and women. It's not just dudes. All right, so make sure y'all show love to your boy. Salute to everybody in the chat, you feel me? And be blessed, y'all. I'll be back.